بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا.
Say, O Prophet, it was revealed to me that a band of jinn attentively listened to the recitation of the Quran and then went back to their people and said, It was revealed to me that a band of jinn attentively listened to the recitation of the Quran.
This shows that the jinn on this occasion were not visible to the Prophet, peace be upon him, nor did he know that they were listening to the Quran's recitation. Instead, he was informed of the incident later by revelation. In connection with this, Abdullah ibn Abbas has stated the following. The Prophet, peace be upon him, had not recited the Quran before the jinn, nor did he see them.
يهدي إلى الرشد فآمنا به ولن نشرك بربنا أحدا.
We have indeed heard a wonderful Quran which guides to the right way, so we have come to believe in it. And we will not associate aught with our Lord in His divinity.
وَأَنَّهُ تَعَالَى جَدُّ رَبِّنَا مَتَّخَذَ صَاحِبَةً وَلَا وَلَدًا.
And that He, exalted be His Majesty, has not taken to Himself either a wife or a son.
وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَقُولُ سَفِيهُنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ شَطَطًا.
And that the foolish among us have been wont to say outrageous things about Allah. And that the foolish among us.
The words foolish among us here could have both been singular and plural meaning. If we take the word foolish to refer to an individual, it would denote Iblis. Alternatively, if it is considered to be a plural, it would denote a group of foolish jinn who made such statements.
وَأَنَّا ظَنَنَّا أَلَّن تَقُولَ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
And that we had thought that men and jinn would never speak a lie about Allah.
وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا.
And that some from among the humans used to seek protection of some among the jinn, and thus they increased the arrogance of the jinn.
وَأَنَّهُمْ ظَنُّوا كَمَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَن لَّن يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا.
And that they thought, even as you thought, that Allah would never raise anyone as a messenger.
وَأَنَّا لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءَ فَوَجَدْنَاهَا مُلِئَتْ حَرَسًا شَدِيدًا وَشُهُبًا.
And that we tried to pry the secrets of the heaven, but we found it full of terrible guards and shooting meteors.
وَأَنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمْعِ. فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنَ يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابًا رَصَدًا.
And that we would take up stations in the heaven to try to hear, but anyone who now attempts to listen finds a shooting meteor in wait for him.
وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا.
And that we do not know whether evil is intended for those on the earth, or whether their Lord intends to direct them to the right way, or whether their Lord intends to direct them to the right way.
This shows that these jinn noticed that strict measures had been taken in the heavens to prevent the spread of any news. They therefore tried to find out what was about to happen on earth that required such strict secrecy to be maintained. However, the arrangements they found were too stringent to allow them any opportunity to eavesdrop. For whenever anyone makes such an attempt, he finds a shooting meteor in wait for him.
وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ كُنَّا طَرَائِقَ قِدَدًا.
And that Some of us are upright and some of us are otherwise, for we follow widely divergent paths. And that we thought that we will neither be able to frustrate Allah on earth, nor frustrate Him by flight, nor frustrate Him by flight.
The jinn's belief that they could neither frustrate God on earth nor flee from it led them to be saved. They feared God, and they were also conscious that if they disobeyed, they would not be able to avert His chastisement. Therefore, when they heard God's word which directed them to the right way, they did not have the audacity to cling to erroneous beliefs that had been spared among them by the ignorant persons of their society. They could not do so because they had come to know the truth.
وَأَنَّا لَمَّا سَمِعْنَا الْهُدَىٰ آمَنَّا بِهِ فَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِرَبِّهِ فَلَا يَخَافُ بَخْسًا وَلَا رَهَقًا.
And that when we heard the teaching of the right way, we came to believe in it. He who believes in his Lord shall have no fear of suffering loss or being subjected to any injustice.
وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ فَمَنْ أَسْلَمَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ تَحَرَّوْا رَشَدًا.
And that among us, some are Muslims, those who have submitted to Allah, and some of us are deviant. So those who became Muslims found the right course.
وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِطُونَ فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا.
But those who deviated from the truth will be the fuel for hell. But those who deviated from the truth will be the fuel for hell.
This might prompt one to ask, the jinn, according to the Quran itself, were created out of fire. How then can hellfire torment them? In response, one can point to a paralleled case. Man, according to the Quran, was created out of the earth, and yet he is hurt if a brick, which is made from earth, is hurled at him.
If people were to keep firmly to the right way, we would have vouchsafed them abundant rain.
وَمَنْ يُعْرِضْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ يَسْلُكْهُ عَذَابًا صَعَدًا.
So that we might try them through this bounty. Whoso turns away from the remembrance of his Lord, he will cause him to suffer a grievous chastisement.
وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا.
And that mosques belong to Allah, so do not invoke anyone with Him. And that mosques belong to Allah, so do not invoke anyone with Him.
That is, one may not worship, pray to, or invoke anyone for help.
وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوهُ كَادُوا يَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِ لِبَدًا.
And when Allah's servant stood up to call on him, they well nigh swarmed him.